ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पृथक् पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। सो एज अ कॉन्सिक्वेंस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस हाउ we see ignorance is what not seeing what atma is ignorance. As a consequence of it, what you see is taken for the atma, isn't it? See, when you do not see the rope, then what you do not see is taken as what is, isn't it? So this, even though the non-existent snake is used there in the example, you do not see the rope, but you see what in your perception what is there is a snake. Like that, in your, then what the snake itself is, becomes what now? The rope, isn't it? I hope you remember this example in that in Drukdrishya Viveka. This Tadatmyam, isn't it? So Tadatmyam means Manasaha Tadatmyam, Sakshi. And mind tadatmyam. And this tadatmyam, brantija tadatmyam. Brantija tadatmyam. So brantija tadatmyam means completely how it is possible. A rope is lifeless. And a snake has something which is life. And you are able to see the snake on the rope, isn't it? You're able to see that. And why? Because ignorance is capable of making you see anything. Impossible is becomes possible, isn't it? Something with life is taken to be something without life is mistaken for something with life. You take the snake for the rope is not seen. Rope is taken for the snake means, then snake becomes the rope. Similarly, you do not see what Atma is here, pure consciousness. Therefore, naturally, I mistake the Jada Anatma because of its associations and inseparability. When you take this Jada Anatma for the Atma, therefore, Jada Anatma becomes the Atma. That's what we are seeing now. And that way, we have finished that how sthula Atma is taken as the Atma, we saw. He gives different examples how because of the distance it is possible for us to take the big, huge, luminous bodies as something tiny little objects. Similarly, like how we say take stars and all. The same way, because of the distance caused by ignorance. Ignorance also causes some distance, isn't it? And you mistake the anatma for the anatma body for the atma. Yadvadagnaumanitvam hi manauva vannita puman तद्वदात्मनि देहत्वम् पश्यत्य ज्ञानयोगतः यद्वदग्नौ मणित्वं हि मनो वावन्नितापमान् तद्वदात्मनि देहत्वम् पश्यत्यज्ञानयोगतः see, Manihi means gem. Manihi means any precious gem is called Manihi. And any precious gem which has very good glow, highly, a glowing gem, with a good quality gem, with all transparency, you know, it is a glowing one. Really, you know, it shines like, shines, it's bright. It looks like a fire. In fact, the fire, which is a fire, Manihi also can be said to be bead, you know, a bead of a precious stone. This is called Manihi, bead of a precious stone. So this fire, in a small spark of fire, many sparks are there, and any spark of fire can be mistaken for what? Many beads of precious stones. So it is natural for us to mistake the spark, fire sparks, because of their glow, mistake them for the glowing, this precious beads of gems, or the precious, the glowing gems also are taken for the, then you take them, oh, this all the gems, when you say this, the beads of gems actually become what? Become the fire sparks. So he says, agnau manitvam. Now agnau manitvam means seeing the beads, the glowing nature of, seeing the glowing, the beads of precious stones with the glow, taking them for fire, isn't it? Seeing them, take them for fire. Manitvami agnau. When you see the agni, but you don't see the agni, you take the agni for, but in your hand, oh, they look like precious stones, no? Precious stones. They don't look like, but you take them. There are many that, with the precious stones, the gems of precious stones, with the glow. Tarhi manauhi va vannita puman. Vannihi means fire. Another word for agni is vannihi. So vannita means what now? The fireness. Thereby, you see the fireness in the gems. Means what? When you mistake the fire sparks of fire for beads of gems, okay, then naturally the beads of gems become seen in the fire, means the fireness is seen in the gems. Tadvad, so Puman Manitvam Pashyati. See, Puman Manitvam Pashyati means what? I can simply say Puman Agnau Manin Pashyati. He sees these glowing beads of gems. Now, in the fire. Thereby, what happens? He sees the fire in the gems. Isn't it? Fire in the gems. It means he mistakes the beads of gems for fire sparks. Tadvadu atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. And because of this ignorance alone, ajnana yogataha, because the mind is endowed with the ignorance, because of the endowment of this ignorance alone, the one sees what now? Dehatvam in the Atma, which means taking the body for the Atma is seeing the body in the Atma. That means what now? For you, body becomes the Atma, body becomes the Self. Isn't it? Body is the Self for you. Why? Because you have eye sense in the body, which means you see the body as the Atma. Why? Because you do not see what Atma is. Therefore, ajnana yogataha dehatvam atmani pashyati. You have the eye sense in the body, take the body for the eye, thereby body becomes the Atma. Isn't it? The next he continues here. Abhreshu satsudha vatsu. Why he gives two examples again here? The fire is hot, isn't it? Whereas the beads are all very cold nature. They're not hot. But still, even though they're not hot, they're completely two different things. But the beads have some glow, the transparency, isn't it? Therefore, the fire sparks also are shining. Beads also are shining. Because some similarity is there, isn't it? Dissimilar things cannot be taken. Two dissimilar things. The mistaking of something which is dissimilar, isn't it? For the other is not possible. Two similar things. Some similarity must be there. Like rope and a snake. So here fire spark and a glow, you know, the quality beads of gems. Quality gems, isn't it? With the high transparency glow. They have some similarity. The glow is there, isn't it? Therefore, because of the glow, the beads have their glow, but still they're completely different. They're very cold. We can touch them. Whereas fire sparks you can't touch. But still, in a perception, when you see these fire sparks, you take them, when you see the beads, you take them for the fire sparks. When you see the fire, you take them for the beads. So one, when you mistake one for the other, naturally one becomes the other. See, mistaking one for the other makes this one the other. So here, that is how there is so strongly the eye sense is rooted in the body. Then, abhreshu satsudhavatsu. Somo dhavati bhati vai. Tadvadatmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. The same example which we saw in Atmabodha. Isn't it? So, abhram. Abhram means cloud. Abhreshu dhavatsu. Abhreshu dhavatsu means when the clouds, satsu dhavatsu, when the clouds remain moving. The clouds are moving. So, Sahati Saptami again. Abhreshu satsu dhavatsu. When the clouds remain, now we can say, davanti santi, davantaha santi. When you say, davatsu, satsu, davatsu. When the clouds are moving, what happens? Somaha, the moon also, bhati. The moon shines and dhavati. The moon shines, but what happens? The moon also seems to be running. Bhati dhavati, means what now? Moon shines to be running. Moon appears to be running. Now, why, indeed, definitely it's not something unreal for you. It appears to be very, very real, isn't it? The movement on the part of the moon, which you see when the clouds are moving, you cannot believe it is not real. That it can not be, you know, it appears so real that the appearance of it appearing very real is this emphatically expressed by this word why, that indeclinable, no? Why? He says, dhavati, dhavati bhati vai, tadvadu atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. Tadvada atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. That means what here? The physical body, now you know, the physical body is mobile being. Isn't it? It's mobile. It moves here and there. It has mobility. Physical body has mobility. It is alive, it has mobility. But when the physical body's mobility is mistaken for what? Mobility of the Atma. Why? Because physical body is taken to be the Atma. Because of the ignorance of the self, Atma, Anatma, the body is taken for the Atma. then what happens? The physical body's movement is taken to be mobility of the body, is taken to be the mobility of the Atma. When you say, I go, I come, I sit, etc., that means what? Mobility of the body is taken to be the mobility of the Atma. Even though Atma does not move, Atma is not mobile. Atma is not mobile. Atma does not move. Isn't it? So the unmoving Atma, unchanging Atma, seems to be changing and mobile because of the mobility of the body. Why? Because of your association. The clouds are somewhere, moon is somewhere, then you can't mistake the moon for moving moon. Isn't it? Because the distancelessness. Because of the distancelessness between Atma and the Anatma body. And even though Atma is of the nature of unmoving, the body alone is mobile. The mobility of the body is taken to be, body is taken to be the Atma. Mobility of the body, isn't it, is superimposed upon the Atma. Atma is taken to be mobile. And Atma becomes mobile because you mistake the body for the Atma. Is it clear now? So immobile Atma, unmoving Atma, taken to be a mobile body because the body is taken for the Atma. So, like what? Like the moon is mistaken, unmoving moon is mistaken for the moving because of association with the moving clouds. Satsu, satsaptami of asti, santi, santi, santaha, satsu, santaha, sataha, sadbihi, sadbhyaha, sadbhyaha, satam, satsu. Locative of santi. Santaha, sorry, santaha. Santaha, santi. That's what they say. Yathaiva digviparyaso mohat bhavati kasyachit tadvadatmani dehatvam pasyatya jnana yogatah yathaiva digviparyaso mohat bhavati kasyachit tadvadatmani dehatvam pasyatya jnana yogatah. Yathaiva digviparyasaha mohat bhavati kasyachit, for someone, dig viparyasaha bhavati. Dig viparyasaha means what now? It happens for me all the time. Every time I go to this Kelsey Park for walk, and I miss the way. I search for all that, and then somehow manage to come back. Okay. All the time I miss the way. I have been to this park many times, but still I miss the way, even now. No, so that no, dik means direction, and dik viparyasa means what now? No, this confusion about this direction, which is east in London, in UK, always it happens. Which is the south, which is west, which is east, which is north, if you ask me, and we try to search for the sun, and wherever the sun is, that direction is taken for the east, and only based on, sun must be there. Only then I can decide, okay, this is east, and then from this, then there you can manage what, it must be west, you know, then what is south, and then you decide about it. When south-west become very clear, the north-south also you can easily make out. Look at this, if the sun is not, then sometimes like day like this, you don't find where sun is, very difficult, isn't it? So always lot of confusions. Dig is called dig viparyasaha. In summer, at least you can make out in UK. At least you can make some search for sun, some direction. But in winter, you cannot make it very, because very difficult to find which is east first. Then to know after which is west. And thereafter know what which is south and north. Therefore, dig viparyasaha. This confusion, viparyasaha means always, you know, dilemma, confusion is called viparyasa, isn't it? Which is south, which is east, which is west? Oh my God, you remain, suppose you get taken to the jungle, now up thick woods, and you're left in the middle, and it gets very dark, no light. Even in Skelsea Park, if I'm left alone in the midnight, I can't come back, because it's so dark, no light inside. No park has light inside, no? And then, if we left alone, which is direction? Even in daylight, I find it difficult. Imagine the night time. You cannot make out. Isn't it? So the directions. In fact, the same way, how you are so deluded, confused about the, you know, the directions. Which way to go? Now, in utter darkness, you cannot make out which is south, west, east, north. Even in daylight, we find it difficult. In darkness, you cannot make out. Left alone in the middle of somewhere. Like that here, he says, Yatha, because of the delusion, you are very clear. If there is sunlight, bright sunlight, the sun rises in the morning, exactly 6 o'clock in the morning, every day regularly, you rainy see all the seasons, okay, all the 6 seasons. Sunrise in the east, where sets in the west. No, I mean what? No, you can see the sunrise. Sun doesn't rise, but still you can see the sunrise in the east every day around 6 o'clock, in like India. Then you can make out this is what is east, this is what is west, this is south, and this is north. But you don't see, isn't it? Therefore, mohat, because of the delusion, because you're deluded. Is what now? You do not know exactly which is the eastern direction without the sun. Very difficult to make out. You can make out, no, by putting your hand like this and all that. We don't know what is really. Therefore, because of the delusion, because you do not know the directions, it's very difficult, isn't it? Very difficult to find direction actually. So he says, mohat. Dig viparyasaha bhavati. This confusion about directions happens because of one's delusion. You are very clear already which is south, which is east, which etc. There is no confusion, isn't it? This confusion happens for someone, kasichit, for anyone. For anyone, the confusion about the directions easily happens. If the person is not very clear about the, doesn't have the knowledge of directions. The same way, because of a very lack of the clear knowledge of the Atma. And here, naturally, there's a confusion. There is a confusion here, mixing up. Mixing up means what now? Taking the one for the other. You take the body for the Atma. Thereby, Atma becomes the body. Isn't it? One for the other. You take the body for the Atma, then Atma becomes the body for you. Therefore, what Atma is taken to be the body now. Body is taken for the Atma means. Atma is taken for the body. Isn't it? This is, it's absolutely because of the, this mixing up, this confusion is because of the delusion. The lack of discriminative knowledge. Because in the open space also, it is difficult, isn't it? You have to be very clear. You don't know what is east, west, south, north means. Because everywhere, all the space looks everywhere the same. Everywhere, there's no such thing called eastern space looks different, western direction looks different. All the directions look alike. Because there's a space, isn't it? Only you have to have some clear knowledge of what is east, west, south, north, etc. The clear knowledge is not there, then what now? You mistake the one direction for the other. mistake one for the other. You can mistake the east for the west, west for the north, north for the south, south for the east also. It is possible for you to mistake one direction for the other. Why? All the directions look alike. Why? All directions are nothing but space. If you do not know clearly which direction is where, it is natural for you to mistake one direction for the other. Then one becomes the other also. This is called what now? Confusion. Isn't it? The confusion, mixing up of one for the other, is because of the delusion, because of your ignorance of which direction is which. In the same way, because you have no clear understanding of what Atma is not clear. Unfortunately, what Atma is not known. Why? Because you do not know what Atma is. If you know what Atma is, you would have known what Atma is not also. If you have known what Atma is not, then you would not have mistaken the Anatma, the non-self, for the Atma. Sometimes you may know, you may not know what Atma is, you may not know what a thing is not, is. No? You may not know what a thing is. But still you will not mistake it that something else for that. You may not know what mango is, but still you will not mistake the guava for the mango. Sometimes, isn't it? But here what happens, you do not know what Atma is. Naturally, you do not know what Atma is not also. That is why what Atma is not, what is not Atma, is taken to be the Atma. This is called confusion. Isn't it? This confusion is because of the ajnanam, ignorance alone. So he says, yatha shashi jale, after all this example, I'll sum up. What is the main teaching? Yathayeva. I finished, huh? Yathayeva. Yathayeva vriddhishandi. Yathayeva yathayeva. Just as digviparyasaha. Digviparyasaha, confusion about the directions, is caused by the ignorance of directions. No? When a person is ignorant of the directions, naturally he is deluded by his own ignorance. And therefore he mistakes one direction for the other and he gets confused about the directions. In the same way, because of ignorance of the self, then there's confusion about the confusion, that the self, non-self is mistaken. What is non-self also is not clear. Therefore, the non-self is taken to be the self here, the confusion. Isn't it? Suppose if you know, listen to me carefully, if you know, if you say, I do not know what mango is, but I'll show you, I keep one guava fruit here. And you say what now? No. If you know this is guava, then at least the mango, which I do not know what mango, but I do not know, definitely is not this. No, why? You know this is guava. Is it clear? If you know this is guava, at least even if you do not know what mango is, you will not mistake this guava for the mango. Got it? In the same way, even if you do not know what Atma is, at least if you know, body is Anatma. I do not know what Atma is, but definitely body is not the Atma. I do not know what Atma is, but till body is not Atma, I know very well body is Anatma. You can say that. Unfortunately, what happens? What is there being only one vastu? Such things are possible, only the too many things are there. So many varieties of fruits are there. So, isn't it? Many things are there. If I ask you, do you know what mango is? I don't know what mango is. And then they say, what about this? No, this is not mango. I know very well this is guava. Because your clear knowledge of guava at least helps you to understand what the fruit in front of you is not mango, isn't it? But still you do not know what mango is, you have yet to know what mango is. Because the differences are there. The problem here is the only Atma being the only reality, only substance. And whatever is there other than Atma being Mithya. And then, isn't it? Only reality. And whatever is there also is Atma. Look at this very carefully. Whatever is there also is Atma. There is no Anatma there, isn't it? Well, only what is there? Only Atma. But what happens? The I sense, isn't it? The I sense, Atma being only one, you do not know what Anatma is. You do not know what Atma is. The Vastu happens to be only one. Ignorance of Atma itself makes you mistake the Anatma for the Atma. Is it clear now? Something very subtle. Please listen to me carefully. The too many things are there. If one is mistaken for the other, it's not possible, isn't it? At least some knowledge will help you. The mistake you can avoid. Like I said, told you, if you know what mango is, you do not know what mango is, and if there is also Goa, you will not mistake the Goa for the mango if you know what Goa, at least this fruit is Goa. Such possibilities are there, things are many. But here what is there happens to be only Atma, and what is there is self-ignorance. Ignorance of the Atma. Isn't it? Therefore, whatever appears there is what now? Appearance of the Atma is mistaken for the Atma. Hope you understand it. Appearance of the Atma is mistaken for the Atma. Like ocean is the appearance of the H2O, isn't it? Appearance is taken for in how it appears. What is it which appears as the ocean? Means you know the truth. But you take the appearance for what is, then you're mistaking the what is, isn't it? For the Atma. Appearance is mistaken for what is. Is it clear? What appears is mistaken for the very appearance. Because only one thing, isn't it? Therefore, the body, that is how the confusion here. The self-ignorance. What is it? Only one vastu, isn't it? Only one thing. Therefore, there is ignorance of this one vastu, the Atma, naturally results in what? There's no second thing other than the Atma. Therefore, here Anatma, therefore that's why you do not know what Anatma is also. If you do not know what Atma is, Atma Ajnanam is Sarva Ajnanam, you know that. You do not know what Anatma is also. Therefore, Anatma alone is appearing for you. Atma doesn't appear for you. Atma alone appears as the Anatma. Therefore, you mistake the appearing Anatma for the Atma because of the ignorance. Yatha shashi jale bhati. Chanchalatvena kasyachite. Chanchalatvena kasyachite.
Chanchalatvena kasyachite.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatyajnana yogataha.
Pashyatyajnana yogataha.
So here, yatha shashi jale bhati. Chanchalatvena. Kasyachit, same verse what we saw in Atabodha, isn't it? Jale, in the water, bhati appears, shines. What shines? Shashi. Shashi means moon. yatha, just as the moon appears to be moving. Chanchalatvena, with movement. Chanchalatvam means movement. So chanchalatvena, with movement. The unmoving moon appears to be, shines to be movement, shines with the movement, shines to be moving, where in the water, for someone, isn't it? For anyone, when you see, it means what now? Chanchalatvena means, it's very clear, what is that which appears to be moving? You cannot just see the water, water is moving, or sun, moon also is moving. No. Whenever you talk about the movement of the moon in the water, you have to understand you are talking about the movement of the reflection of the moon. You are not talking, you don't talk about this original moon and the movement of the water. You do not know the original moon. You don't think of original moon. Please listen to me carefully. Original moon is not available for you to transact. Okay, above. What is visible here for you? No? What is visible for you? What is visible is the water, and what is visible is the reflection of the moon. Why should you connect the original moon and the moving water here? No, there's no connection. The connection is, what is appearing for you is the movement, moving water, and the reflection, moving reflection of the moon. When you see the reflection of the moon and you see the moving water also, you think the moon is moving. Moon is moving what now? The reflection of the moon alone is moving for you. It appears very, very real, because I do see when every time the waves jump, the reflection of the moon also jumps and falls. But in your understanding, this reflection of the moon is only appearance in the water, the reflecting medium. It's only reflection. You should know it's only reflection. The reflection seems to be, actually speaking, there's no movement on the part of the moon. This what appears to be moving and jumping is only what? The reflection. The reflection appears to be jumping and moving because of the movement on the part of the water, the wave. Because this reflection is original moon. Reflection is original moon, which is not moving. So the nature of unmoving. The reflection alone seems to be moving. Why? Original moon is not associated with the moving water. Reflected moon alone is associated with the reflecting medium. Who has association with the reflecting medium? Does the original moon have any association with the reflecting medium? Or the reflecting moon? Reflected moon. Of course, reflected moon alone is inseparably with the reflecting medium. Therefore, reflection alone goes through, seems to be going through all that the reflecting medium is going through. Seems to be. The seeming appearance of the reflection, going through, whatever the reflecting medium is going through, is because of what now? Not knowing what actually the swarupam of the reflection is. What is that which alone is, is reflected here? What is the source of this reflection? Knowing the source of reflection is knowing the swarupam. Knowing the source of reflection is knowing the swarupam. But inseparability of the reflecting medium and the reflection makes us mistake the reflection to be going through the conditions of the reflecting medium. Similarly, just as the motion on the part of the moon in the reflecting medium, the moon appears to be moving in the moving water for anyone. Similarly, the Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati. In the same way, the physical body also, isn't it, taken for the self, thereby what the body is only the manifesting medium for the Atma. The physical body is only the manifesting medium for the Atma. The body is not there, there is no manifestation, isn't it? And for the body to become the manifesting medium, there must be what now? Subtle body also, which manifests. Subtle body means there must be mind, mainly mind. So mind, the manifesting medium, is there in the physical body. The whole physical body becomes manifesting medium for Atma. But because of the inseparability and distancelessness of Atma, the manifest, which is manifest in this manifesting medium, manifesting medium itself is mistaken for the manifest consciousness, Atma. Isn't it? So the conditions of the manifesting medium is mistaken for the conditions of the manifest Atma. Actually, the manifest Atma, why? Because you do not know what is that Atma which is manifest in this body. It's called what now? Ajnanam. Because you do not know what is that Atma which is manifest in this manifesting medium, you mistake the Atma for the Anatma body for the Atma, manifest Atma, and you mistake the Anatma's conditions also for the conditions of the Atma. Thereby, Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati. Thereby, you see the body in the Atma. You see, this seeing the body in the Atma means what? You see, taking the body for the Atma is Atmani Dehatva Darshanam. Thereby, what happens? Your essence is in the body. How do you know that our body is taken to be the Atma? How do you know body is taken to be the Atma? Because you have essence in the body. Dehe Aham Buddhihi. Dehe Aham Buddhihi. So, he continues again. Eva matmanya vidyato. Dehadhyaso hi jayate. Eva matmanya vidyato. Dehadhyaso hi jayate. Sayevatma parijnanat.
Sayevatma parijnanat.
Liyate cha paratmani.
Liyate cha paratmani.
Sayevatma parijnanat.
Sayevatma parijnanat.
Parijnanat.
Parijnana.
Liyate cha paratmani.
Liyate cha paratmani.
Okay. Now he stops. Okay. Having said this much, he says, Yevam. Yevam means what? In this manner. In which manner? The manner it has been elaborately, the many examples have been, in the manner which has been explained earlier in all the verses, above verses, evam, in this manner. In which manner? The manner it has been explained earlier in the above verses, that how ignorance of the self results in the erroneous perception of the self, that the non-self is mistaken for the self. Okay? Ignorance results in erroneous perception of the self, that non-self is mistaken for the self, non-self itself becomes the self. And all the attributes of the non-self become attribute to the self also. Evam. Atmani, Atma means what now? In the Atman, locative of Atma, avidyataha. avidya taha. See, this taha, avidya taha, taha hetvarte panchami. Avidya taha means taha when you add due to. Avidya, ignorance. The taha is actually panchami. You are using the tatha affix is, if we add it to any noun, it gives you panchami artha, fifth case. And panchami is used in terms of hetu, the cause. For example, listen to me carefully. If you say Ramaha, no, from Rama, or from the chair, from Sita, okay, I get it from Sita, I take it from Rama, I take it from the chair. Now I can say, now, I can say pocket, no, kosha. So, kosha taha, koshat svikaromi, I take it from the, my pocket. Koshat svikaromi, isn't it? Ramat svikaromi. But feminine, Sita yaha svikaromi. But if instead of using this, if you use taha instead of the affix, it is the same for any gender. Pustaka taha, Rama taha, Sita taha. We teach all these easy techniques in spoken Sanskrit before. We used to teach. Why? Because add taha with any noun, it gives you the ablative meaning. The same, isn't it? So don't worry about, what it's a feminine gender means Sita, Yaha, and Rama means Ramat, Pustakat, isn't it? So Panchami, you can use Taha. So if you use Taha, Panchami, it what to Hetvarte, in the sense of cause. He says, Avidya Taha, means what now? Due to the ignorance alone, because of the ignorance alone. Avidya taha means avidya to is precipitate, make it avidya taha due to the ignorance alone, because of ignorance alone. Evam, in this manner, deha adhyasaha atmani. Deha adhyasaha means what now? Body being erroneously taken to be the atma is called what now? Deha adhyasa. Body being taken to be the Atma is called what? Deha adhyasa in Atma. He jayate. Deha adhyasa jayate means what now? The erroneous perception of the body as the Atma happens purely because of the ignorance. Ye saha. Saha adhyasaha means what now? Adhyasaha. The following word saha should be taken as pronoun for adhyasa. Saha adhyasaha. That erroneous perception. That adhyasa. The delusion or confusion about the Atma. Evam. Atma parijnanat liyate. Atma parijnanat. Parijnanat paratmanicha liyate. Atma parijnanat means parijnana means clear total knowledge of the self. Parijnanam means complete knowledge of the self. Why parijnanam? Now you are not totally ignorant of the self. You are not totally ignorant of the self. Understand? Already some jnanam, therefore that half knowledge has to become total knowledge, complete knowledge, isn't it? Now you have some knowledge which is incomplete knowledge, which is half knowledge. So when this half, nobody can say, I am totally ignorant of myself. That means what? Do you know you are or not? Yes, I know I am. That means you know you are. That is some knowledge you have about yourself. But as poor plant, ask the plant whether do you know yourself? Nobody knows. Therefore, you have some knowledge that you know you are. You can't say you don't know anything at all about you. I don't know anything about myself. If you say, how can you say that you don't know anything about yourself? You know that you do not know anything about yourself. That itself is the knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, you have some knowledge. you know you are, that knowledge is not what of incomplete knowledge, but it is for aparijnanam, isn't it? When it becomes parijnanam, complete, when you know what you are, that's called what of knowing what I am is parijnanam. Okay, knowing what Atma is, you know Atma is. How do you know? How do you say you know Atma is? You have no doubt at all. You know very well Atma is. Atma is not like book is, cup is, like that. I am, when you say, that itself is what? You know you are. That means there is, you know there is self is. But you do not know what Atma is. You do not know that you do not know what Atma is. Therefore, but when you know what Atma is, what you are, then you know what Atma. If you know you are, therefore you know what Atma is. When you know what you are, you know what Atma is, what the self is. In Atma pari, then parijnane. Saha adhyasaha, Atma parijnane. When you know the Atma completely, totally, as what Atma is, what you are, then in that Paramatma, then you understand Atma is the only what is there is only Atma, that is the only absolute self. In that absolute Atma, this adhyasaha resolves. This erroneous perception resolves. This error resolves. The confusion resolves. Delusion resolves. When ignorance goes, removed, dispelled. Ignorance of the self is dispelled. When there is total, complete knowledge of the self, there resolves. Then do you push, okay, now this knowledge has come. There was still, now you know. Then is there again sitting separately the adhyasa? Error just disappears, isn't it? Erroneous perception disappears. The confusion, delusion disappears. In the wake of knowledge of the rope, the snake resolves. The snake itself is not there. And where is the question of perception of the snake? The perception of the snake itself is what? Error, isn't it? But the error resolves because the snake resolves. Why? Because in the wake of knowledge of the rope as a rope. In the same way, it's called parijnanam. Okay? Parijnanam is what now? Half knowledge becoming complete. Therefore, parijnane is a parijnanam he used. Parijanati. Parijnanam. We know little, but not parijnanam. Parijnanam is not there. Evam, atma parijnanat. Atma parijnanat means, the atma parijnanam, one word implies so many things. I know I am, we all know what the atma is. I know I am, this is aparijnanam. I know the world is aparijnanam. But you can never know the what world is without knowing what you are. If you know what you are, what the world is also is as known as it were. I told you this in the class. If there is knowledge, you know, the wave is, the wave knows I am wave, I am. That is incomplete knowledge, isn't it? Then the wave says what? Ocean is, I am, ocean is. But the wave, being as a wave, it wants to know what the ocean is, it will never know. But the wave knows, I am water, then the wave, ocean is, water also becomes known. That is why, by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Got it? By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. If the wave knows, I the wave am water, and the entire ocean is nothing but water, becomes known as it were. Becomes known. In the same way, if you know you are, and if you then you when you know what you are, then you know what Atma is, Then what? No, no. The everything becomes known as it were. You know what the whole universe is. The whole universe is only Atma. Everything, what is this only Atma? This is called Parijnanam. Atma Jnane, is it? Atma Jnanam is what now? Parijnanam, total knowledge. Why is total knowledge? Because Atma is the only substance. One knowledge of one thing is what? Complete knowledge. In that complete knowledge of the self, this adhya, where does the adhyasa sit there? Adhyasa resolves. Paramatmani, leave it now. Paramatmani liyate. Paramatmani liyate. This delusion, this error also, erroneous perception also resolves in the very Atma. Isn't it? Because nothing becomes pushed aside. For something is pushed aside means what? None. You have to account for second thing. What is only Atma? That is why we always say the knowledge of anything other than the Atma. See, Atma happens to be, when you say Atma means not just the individual self, isn't it? The total self. The truth, Atma means the truth of the only reality, the truth of everything, which obtains as the truth of individual implied by the word Atma, isn't it? The truth happens to be only one substance. Reality happens to be only vastu, secondless, non-dual. Knowledge of the reality means what now? Knowledge of, it's a total knowledge. Self-knowledge is a total knowledge. Knowledge of anything other than the Atma, listen to me, knowledge of anything other than the Atma will always be incomplete knowledge. Irrespective of how many your PhDs you get. And the more and more and more and more you know, that's why knowledge of anything else other than the Atma is only within the realm of matter, anatma, ignorance. Other than knowledge of the self, any knowledge is within the realm of ignorance only. That is why what now? The knowledge of anything which is within the realm of anatma being material, isn't it? It's only incomplete knowledge. Any amount of knowledge will be incomplete knowledge. Whereas self knowledge is the total knowledge. It's a parijnanam. In that parijnanam, when the knowledge, no, knowledge becomes total, in that, where the adhyasa also disappears. Adhyasa means erroneous self-perception resolves. You wake up knowledge of the self.
Sarvamatmataya jnatam.
Jagatsthavara jangamam.
Jagatsthavara jangamam.
Abhavat sarva bhavanam.
Abhavat sarva bhavanam.
Dehatsya cha.
Dehatsya cha.
Atmata kutaha.
Atmata kutaha.
Dehasya cha atmata kutaha. Chatmata kutaha. Sarvamatmata yajnatam. Sarvam. Atmataya. Jnatam. Jagat. Sthavara. Jangamam. Abhavat sarvabhavanam dehasya cha atmata kutaha.
You
know what you have to say? Okay.
Dehasya,
okay, both are correct. Dehasya single, Dehanam plural. Dehanam, it's okay because he's addressing many people, okay. Dehanam, you can say maybe all the three bodies, or bodies of all. So what I'm saying is to be carefully. That's why I gave this example. Actually, in between, he gives you so many examples, he makes you feel as though you're bored, okay. There's a reason why he's presenting all those things. I'll sum up next week. Something subtle, isn't it? Because you have to remember, all, get all the examples, then you have to see them together. Now he's going to say exactly what he has to say. See, he brought in one word, parijnanam, and very subtle. No? Isn't it? How can you know about the... When you know the Atma totally, completely, when you know the Atma very clearly, then in that knowledge of the Atma, your erroneous perception of the self disappears. Means what? You can never know, isn't it? The knowledge of something, total knowledge of something, is not possible in this world. Know that always your knowledge will be incomplete. Knowledge of the self alone is the complete knowledge. But knowledge of anything other than the self will ever be incomplete knowledge. Swamiji always used to ask this, you know, if you ask me what is this, if you flower, what is the name of the flower? That will be meaningless and no. And then if at all you know little more, chrysanthemum or something, and botanical name, what a botanical name of it? And why is it yellow? Why the leaves are green? Why the leaves are different? I tell you, every object you take, you have more ignorance, what you do not know about the object is so much. And what you know about the object is very, very little. Every object you take in the world, any known object for you, whatever you know about the object is very, very little. What you do not know about it, so much. We know this is a body. That's all you know. You know, why there is pain, why there is disease, why there are problems, you know, why it was, isn't it? So many things you do not know. Why suddenly there's a back pain, why this is nothing. This was always unknown. Ignorance of the object is always greater, bigger than the knowledge of the object. That is why the knowledge of any object is always incomplete only. Whereas Atma Jnanam is a complete, isn't it? Complete knowledge. And it's not something which is completely unknown also. That is why we say there is no such thing called Atma Jnanam for animals. Because they are not qualified, isn't it? For them to have this total knowledge, there must be what? They must have the qualification. There must be self-consciousness, isn't it? That's why when you know you are, unfortunately, but you are, isn't it? And now you know you are. You do not know what you are. Naturally, what appears to be, appearance is taken for the self. Therefore, here he says, this ajnanataha, because of ignorance alone, is adhyasa, is erroneous perception, is. But this erroneous perception of the self resolves when you know what you are. When I just totally known, you do not see a second thing other than the self. When you know what you are, then you do not see a second thing other than the self. In the parijnane, then this erroneous perception also resolves. Then everything is Atma only. That we'll see next class. But other verse needs our explanation. Now he changed. He was talking so many things, example was giving. Now he changes. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.